Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Book of Joe podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Book of Joe podcast with me, Tom Verducci, and of course, Joe Madden. Joe, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you doing back there in the warm Northeast?
Yeah, it's snowless Northeast so far, which means probably snow this weekend now that I mentioned it, but you know, one of the things we love talking about this on this podcast, Joe, is teamwork and, you know, how a group is as a whole is much more powerful than the individual. And we've got a good story today to dive into that I think goes beyond the limits of a athletic team. And it really involves teamwork and community. And I'm talking about Paterson, New Jersey, and a project that's going on right now to renovate and renew and reopen historic Hinchcliffe Stadium. If you're not familiar with Hinchcliffe Stadium, it's one of only two Negro League ballparks still standing today. The other is in Birmingham, Alabama, Rickwood Field. Hinchcliffe Stadium returning to glory in large part as a community effort and led by our guest, the mayor of the beautiful city of Paterson, New Jersey, Andre Seah. Welcome, Mayor.
Tom, you pronounced that perfectly. Thank you. It's like you practiced all morning in the mirror.
He did.
Well, I'm a big fan of what's going on in Paterson. And I want you to explain to people why a public project like this is so important. For me, it's easy, right? Joe and I, huge baseball fans, love the history of this game, especially honoring the legends of the Negro Leagues. But as far as a community as a whole, Mayor, why does this make sense?
First, Tom, now that we've dispensed with the pleasantries, in full disclosure, I'm a long, loyal, long-time suffering New York Mets fan. Unabashed at that as well.
Duly noted.
Throw that in there. I'm wearing this tie in honor of you. You can't see my socks, but they're Mets socks too.
Cool.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for acknowledging that. I really appreciate it. I feel like I'm in the city council chambers right now. But nevertheless... You mentioned Rickwood Field. In 2009, my wife and I visited Birmingham, Alabama. We went to Rickwood Field. We took copious notes, and we said that if we ever got to get into the mayor's office, we would prioritize restoring the other baseball stadium that still stands that hosted Negro League games. So we can fast forward 14 years later, and we're looking to hit a home run for Hinchcliffe. And we learned many lessons in Birmingham, Alabama, with Rickwood Field, where Willie Mays played. Mm-hmm. So he didn't live too far from Rickwood Field, and he starred there at that historic stadium too. But also want to point out, I mean, I'm sure both of you are aware of the movie, The Field of Dreams. And starring James Earl Jones and Kevin Costner, and then it was that famous phrase, if you build it, they will come. Well, in Patterson, we are building it, and they are coming, because with all due respect to Iowa, that was a movie set. This is the real Field of Dreams in Patterson. This is the real Field of Dreams because baseball players, African Americans who were excluded from playing in Major League Baseball when they couldn't play in Fenway, Yankee Stadium, Wrigley, they played in Patterson. They had a home at Hinchliffe. It was opened up during the Great Depression by Mayor John Hinchliffe in 1932. And then the next year, it quickly became the home field for two Negro League teams, the New York Black Yankees and the New York Cubans. And it also hosted the equivalent of the Negro League World Series at Hinchliffe Stadium.
Well, you know, I just wanted to chime in there. First of all, Mayor, great to meet you.
Pleasure's mine, Joe. I always wish you could manage the Mets, brother. I like Buck Showalter. I
mean, yeah. Buck's awesome, man. Yeah. You know, when Tommy brought this to my attention, Hinchliffe Stadium, and I did my own research. I just, you know, there's so much going on there. I mean, it's quite an undertaking to get it back to its original glory, and then even beyond that, from some of the artist rendering that I've seen. And I'm wondering, I got to meet this mayor, because to me, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of moving parts. Yeah. To get all of this done and the exact eventual vision of all this. And I'm meeting you, I can see the energy and the enthusiasm is there. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. If you have that, you're going to find the backing. I could tell that already just by your personality and how sincere and passionate you are about this. But curiously, I mean, vision-wise, I mean, on the surface, I understand, but there's a lot going on, like I'm saying. So how are you going to go about this step by step? How's this going to eventually become this this jewel once again?
Thanks, Joe. And I would chalk up the energy and enthusiasm to the two shots of espresso that I had in anticipation of this podcast. I can't contain my elation right now. I'm fired up and ready to go. I'm ready.
Cool, man.
So let's get back to Hinchliffe. It isn't an easy undertaking. Very heavy lift.
Right.
So many partners that are part of the process. So many partners that are part of the progress. I mean, we're talking about $100 million in state tax credits to make this happen. And I had a choice. There was an opposing group that wanted to build a soccer arena downtown. But I felt like, wait a minute, we have this stadium that's been sitting fallow there for like 20 plus years, now 26 years. And there's a school behind it. And for like 20 plus years, students were veering outside of the window and seeing what? Decay, decline, rubble. That's the wrong sight for them to see. They deserve better. This country deserves better, because that stadium speaks to the struggle for civil rights and social justice. It also speaks to the scourge of segregation. We have to be realistic in what happened in this country, and we got to tell the whole story. And that's what we're trying to do in Patterson. As we try to write a new narrative for a city that struggled in the past, we also want to tell the story of what happened there and what happened in our country. And that's why there's so much significance, historical significance. It's a national treasure. But it's not just the stadium. We're building a museum that will also tell the story of the significance of Hinchliffe Stadium in integrating baseball and also the Negro Leagues. So I just spoke to Bob Kendrick yesterday. We've been in constant communication. He's going to be at the ribbon cutting in April, and I'm going to extend an invitation to the two of you as well. And we're going to have a museum here that will be the Northeast version of the Negro League Museum. So if you cannot make it to Kansas City, and I don't know how many people are going to be going to Missouri anytime soon, you can come to Patterson. So anyone in the tri-state area, anyone in the country, anyone in the world that wants to see the role that Hinchliffe played in integrating baseball and learning more about Josh Gibson, Cool Papa Bell, Satchel Paige, and Patterson's own Larry Doby, who integrated the American League with the then Cleveland Indians on July 5th, 1947, which was 11 weeks after Jackie Robinson did it with the Dodgers in the National League on April 15th, 1947. They can come and see for themselves.
Yeah, I want to give people, you mentioned this, more than 20 Hall of Famers have played at Hinchliffe Stadium. It's amazing, the list, the legendary names, the Josh Gibsons, Larry Dobies, Cool Papa Bell. Let's go back. You mentioned it opened in 1932. The first sporting event was a game between the House of David and the Patterson Pros. They played a doubleheader. And the next year is when Pittsburgh Pirates came to visit. People have to realize back in the day, back then, teams would barnstorm.
Yeah.
And they would come through different places. The 1934 Cardinals won the World Series, and Dizzy Dean and the boys came to Hinchliffe Stadium to play a barnstorming game like 10 days after the World Series ended.
Yeah.
The first black Negro League World Series, the Black Yankees and the Pittsburgh Crawfords were played at Hinchcliffe Stadium. So the history here is so rich.
Yeah.
And then we haven't even got into the fact that there were early NFL games played there, auto racing, boxing events, concerts. Joe, we're talking about Tower of Power and Sly and the Family Stone, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. What is hip, baby? That's right. That's right.
And then all very of a cool. sudden, you said the place fell into disrepair. I mean, let's face it. Let's be honest. It was crumbling. It was falling apart. There were weeds. I mean, for 25 years. So this is really an amazing rebirth. But getting back to my original question, you must have sold the community on the fact that this is more than just a historic baseball stadium.
Yeah.
This is, you know, for lack of a better term, kind of a town square for the whole community and especially the schools.
You're absolutely right. And Tom, you were talking about weeds. There were trees growing in the stands. So that speaks to the deplorable condition that this historic treasure was in. So it wasn't necessarily a tough sell. I mean, I did have to have town hall meetings to discuss exactly what we're going to do, what we were going to do and how we were going to do it. And obviously football was played there. And there's a lot of sentimental value to this field because we had our traditional Thanksgiving Turkey Bowl game between our two comprehensive high schools, Kennedy High School, which was going to be known as Westside High School, but when it opened in the mid-60s, it had happened after President Kennedy was assassinated. So in his honor and his memory, I should say, we named it after him. And then Eastside High School played Kennedy High School, and Eastside made famous by the movie starring Morgan Freeman, his breakout role, Lean on Me, as the popular and controversial principal, Joe Clark. So we were tugging at people's heartstrings. We were making that emotional appeal, saying, look, we played traditional Thanksgiving football games there. When people graduated in Patterson, students graduated at Patterson, they got their diplomas at Hinchcliffe Stadium. And Abbott and Costello, Luke Costello's from Patterson. They're both in the Hall of Fame, by the way. They never played in the major leagues, but they're in Cooperstown. They performed at Hinchcliffe Stadium. Who's on first? So, and like I stated before, Duke Ellington performed there in 1971 when we had the Great Falls Festival. And I might add, it's a part of the national park. There's a Great Falls National Park, and the Great Falls is the second largest waterfall east of the Mississippi. So that's another appealing aspect of that area. So it's within the same footprint. You have Hinchcliffe Stadium and you have the Great Falls. So it's going to be quite a tourist attraction when it is all said and done. And we're founded by Alexander Hamilton, who was made popular by the Broadway musical starring Lin-Manuel Miranda. And we're building a visitor center on site named for Alexander Hamilton. And a river walk is expected to be completed at the Falls by the end of the year. So there's a lot of synergy. We're aligning our efforts here. The stars are aligning.
And you also have affordable housing attached to this project, correct?
For senior citizens, 75 units. We have multiple affordable housing projects, but on that site there will be affordable housing for senior citizens.
Amazing.
I mean, the thing that stands out, what stands out to me is the leadership component. I mean, that's the one thing, like, Mary, you might be aware of this or not, but in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, I'm not far from there. That's where I grew up. We have something called the Hazleton Integration Project, where we're trying to bring together the Hispanic and Anglo cultures in my hometown. And in general, the city itself, there's a lot of blight, urban blight. The different neighborhoods are really in horrible shape back there. Downtown is not what it had been. And we're trying to rebuild all this back. But it does take leadership. It takes vision. And it takes the ability to just push things through. Once you have vision, we all have vision in some regards. But then you have to have this stick-to-itiveness, this ability to really ramrod stuff through and stay with it. When everybody tells you no, and I'm sure that on many occasions you've been told you're crazy. Why are you doing this? It's going to cost too much money.
Yeah.
Who's all going to benefit from this? But I love the idea that you've included everybody. It's not just about sports. It's an all-encompassing community kind of a situation. And I've always thought that's the way to do it. Include everybody. Include everybody from the arts, of course, to the sports, education, local businesses, families, whatever. You have to include everybody to really sell something like this. So, you know, when it came to this, because I'm just looking for some lessons myself, what was your overarching internal philosophy in regards to how do I approach this and how do I sell this to the people in charge of the funds?
Joe, as an urban mayor, I'm strategically impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my calling cards is I'm persistent.
Mm-hmm.
I ran for mayor in 2010, right after I went to Rickwood Field. I lost. I ran again in 2014. I lost. I ran in 2018. I finally won. So the third time was the charm. And if I didn't win that third time, it was three strikes and you're out. So I know the feeling of pressure. I'm very self-aware, and I'm like the Rocky Balboa over here in Patterson. We just, you know, keep getting hit and we keep moving forward. That's the most important aspect of it all. But I think after all these years, it's like whatever we witnessed, my wife and I down in Rickwood Field, we were like, look, we want people to see that as well. So we put together a presentation and we saw them, what we showed them what we thought the future would look like, not only for Hinchcliffe Stadium, but for the city, that it would be a major victory. It'd be a victory for this country. Think about the level of social awareness here in this country. They use the term woke, right? So like post George Floyd, the murder of George Floyd, people started becoming more conscious of race relations in this country. And this stadium speaks to that. It speaks to the struggle for social justice and civil rights and the scourge of segregation. So why not jump on board and help us become storytellers for not only the city, but this country as well?
We're creating a template for other communities to follow. Absolutely. Yeah. There's other places that I know have, you know, stadiums or places within our community that they hold near and dear to their heart that's really fallen into disrepair. I want to believe that they're going to start coming to you and asking you questions. How did you do this? And how do we do this? Where does it begin? How did you bring this coalition together? I think that's important because I know that's what we've been doing in Hazleton. It's getting better. It's gotten a lot better, but we still have a lot of work to do. And what you're doing here, and I'm reading about it, obviously, and I was researching the internet, just checking all the videos out. It's really impressive. And I just want you to know how much I really dig what you're doing.
Thanks, Joe. I dig it too. And I will tell you, we have one of the largest Dominican parades in the area, and a lot of people from Hazleton come. You have a large Dominican population over there in Hazleton.
Huge, absolutely. That's
only an hour away outside of Patterson.
That's right.
And Joe, you got to expect. And Tom, too, I'm going to extend an invitation to my office. I'd love to host. I'll be honored to host you guys here.
When I get back east, I'm definitely going to do that because the weather's got to break. 50 degrees.
Yeah, it will. Look. We have a date of April 14th for the grand opening.
Okay.
And we're going all out for this one. And we picked April 14th for two reasons. April 15th is when Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier. 14 is the number that Larry Doby wore with Cleveland. So we're paying homage to two legends.
That's awesome.
In one day.
That is awesome.
Let's do this.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We get back. There's more to talk about with Mayor Dre in Patterson, New Jersey.
I like that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Book of Joe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Book of Joe.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to the Book of Joe podcast. We are with the mayor of Paterson, New Jersey, Andre Seau. And Andre, I want you to give people an idea, you've touched on this a little bit, about the city of Paterson. You mentioned its grand history. Alexander Hamilton looks at those falls and started what was the first planned industrial city in this country back in the 18th century. And as Joe mentioned, it's kind of like Hazleton, Pennsylvania. It is a true melting pot when you think about you are a city of 160,000 people and many, many immigrants, the Hispanic population, Turkey, South Asia. You are the first Arab American mayor of the city. I know there's a large Arab population in your city. So give me an idea for people who are not familiar with Paterson, and I'm sure you have the challenges many urban cities have these days, what the city is like and where it's going these days.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, and according to Star Ledger, there was an article that said Paterson is the most diverse city in the state of New Jersey. And we can make an argument. You said we're 160,000. I think there's more than that, but we fought hard in the last census to try to get as a complete and accurate count as we can. We can make an argument that we're like a microcosm of this country, more like a microcosm of New York. We're like 20 miles outside of Manhattan. And what we're trying to do here is rewrite the narrative, and we need co-authors. Joe, you keep emphasizing like it's a total team effort, which is true. Every time I see our governor, I tell him, look, you're a co-author writing this new narrative. When I see both of our United States senators, our congressmen, every elected official on every level is invested in this, I'd say, transformative, catalytic project, because it essentially puts Paterson back on the map. I talked about Lean on Me. When I go outside of town, and I do often, I try to promote Paterson. I'm the cheerleader in chief. I bring my Paterson pom-poms and what's Paterson? They misspell it all the time. It's a pet peeve. It's spelled one T. Paterson, Lean on Me, a Hurricane, starring Denzel Washington, was about a middleweight contender from Paterson, New Jersey, if you watch it again. And obviously, I mentioned Alexander Hamilton, Lou Costello, very prominent Pattersonians. There was actually a movie starring Adam Driver where he played a bus driver from Paterson who wrote poems at the Great Falls about Paterson. That was released in 2017. So I want people to see the other side of Paterson, because very often you can get caught up in the negative headlines, whether it's gun violence or if it's Paterson being a destination for the wrong reasons. And when I say wrong reasons, I mean the opioid epidemic that many cities are struggling with across this country.
Well, I want to point out, you mentioned this, or and Mayor mentioned this, there is a national park there, right? The Great Falls. And
right.
I'm not sure when your first baseball game is, but I do know the New Jersey Jackals, a minor league team, are moving to Hinchcliffe Stadium. And when they play their first game there, that will be, from my understanding, the first baseball game played entirely inside a national park. You've got a lot going on in that small area.
It's true. It is the only ballpark within a national park. So we're looking forward to the New Jersey Jackals after 25 years of playing in Little Falls, and my family and I went and saw them. We enjoyed it. We're looking forward to the Jackals coming to Paterson. Their general manager played for the Mets, Bobby Jones, and he's going to host clinics. He's going to host clinics in Paterson. We want to encourage our youth to play baseball. Baseball is not as popular as it once was. I just finished reading Cleon Jones's book. And he said, like, when he was growing up in Alabama, he said that, look, anybody could play baseball, right? You didn't have to be 6'8". You didn't have to be 250 pounds of solid muscle or whatever it may be. You could be not as tall, right? You could be diminutively challenged or vertically challenged. You could be heavy, horizontally challenged. You could be anything and still play baseball. So I want to emphasize that. When the Jackals come and when Bobby Jones has those clinics for our community.
Regarding the field itself, Mayor, I mean, that's because, the configuration of the field, you still have the horseshoe configuration?
Yeah.
Is that, so how are you going to set up the baseball? I'm just curious, because, the lines tend to be shorter. I'm sure you guys figured something out with that. Just a curiosity factor.
Yeah. And we'll make the necessary adjustments for the Jackals. We've already agreed to that. And one goal that we have, and I've spoken to Harold Reynolds extensively because he lives in Montclair.
Right.
One goal that we have is we want that MLB Field of Dreams game in Patterson. They played in Iowa. And again, no knock, but it was that's a movie set. This is a real field of dreams. So I could anticipate potentially having the Mets play the other team from New York at Hinchcliffe Stadium.
That'd be pretty groovy, man. Absolutely.
I forgot the name of the other team.
Wow, how great would that be? From my understanding is the field is oriented towards the open end of the horseshoe. And that you could have and will be sort of a portable, movable outfield fence because, let's face it, you're going to have other events there, correct? You will be able to play football games.
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Tom, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I didn't mention, we'd love to have boxing there again.
Mm.
UFC, I'm sure. WWE, why not a Monday Night Raw or a pay-per-view in Patterson? Sure. I'll get in there with some of my political rivals. Steel cage match, no holds barred.
Wow. That's awesome, brother.
We'll get in there for charity. I'll wrestle Thunder Lips.
We do, Mayor, we do this in Pennsylvania. We had our, and even in Chicago while I was with the Cubs, my wife Jay and I did something with the Chicago Youth Boxing and the Crushers Club in the south side of Chicago. The youth boxing component also is very prominent.
Let's do it.
It's an inexpensive way for these kids to get off the streets and learn some discipline, quite frankly, and show up on time for a particular event. Then you start getting families involved and friends. They come on out and watch their friends box. Actually just standing in the ring when we were doing this event in Chicago, getting up in the ring, getting over the ropes, getting in there, and then all of a sudden you see, wow, I'm in this little confined area. There's nowhere to run or there's nowhere to hide right here. It's really an interesting concept to box. But I've always thought I'd like to see a resurgence in youth boxing. It's something we were very, very successful with in Chicago, raised a lot of money for those programs out there. And actually we were going to do it in California too, until I got let go a little quickly out there. So it never really transpired.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But
I agree with that.
But it's, I really think there's a lot there. I mean, the old Golden Gloves back in the day, how popular they were in New York City. Even as a kid, I would follow that in the Daily News and the Post on a daily basis. Whenever the Golden Gloves were actually being, fought. I just think that we're missing out something there with youth boxing. It doesn't have to be professional boxing. All these different items that cater to the youth program, youth sports, that's the part to me that the more we can get on board with that, that's really going to make some inroads into the future and really start raising some good citizens.
Joe, it's interesting you point that out. I mean, boxing was my first favorite sport.
Mm-hmm.
And when I can't sleep at night, I just watch heavyweight bouts from the 70s.
Wow.
I was watching Ron Lyle versus George Foreman the other day when they knocked each other down multiple times. And I watched them all. I watched Ali versus Chuck Wepner because I got my kids to watch all the Rocky movies. And I said, this is the real Rocky here, the Bayonne Bleeder from New Jersey, I might add. So we want the Diamond Gloves in Patterson. We want them all.
Yeah.
If Evander Holyfield wants to fight Riddick Bowe for the fourth time, let's do it in Patterson. Let's go. Mike Tyson, you want to bite my ear? Please. I got two.
So, Mayor, how do you anticipate usage of the stadium when it does open in terms of how many days the schools get to use it, how many private events, how many baseball games, that kind of usage?
So demand's going to be very high, but we have an agreement with the school district that the children will have it, the students will have it for 180 days, and that'll include the Turkey Bowl game on Thanksgiving between Eastside and Kennedy. That'll include graduations. And we're also getting colleges that say, we want our graduation in Hinchcliffe as well. And I got to point out, we have a partner in Montclair State University and their visionary and enlightened leader, their president, Dr. Jonathan Coppell, who actually reached out to an alumnus, a benefactor or a potential benefactor who was from Patterson, graduated from that college, Montclair State University, and was so magnanimous that he donated $5 million to the museum that we're going to have here in Patterson. The one I alluded to earlier.
Yeah, that is awesome. It's nothing like telling the history and people, this generation, all of us should always be reminded of those who came before us. By the way, when the stadium does open, I will be looking for the plaque that acknowledges that I played at Hinchcliffe Stadium, and I did.
Uh-oh.
For Seton Hall Prep football game 1976 against Patterson Eastside in that ballpark. So I will look for that bronze plaque.
Okay, Tom, did you win?
Of course we won. Undefeated, number one team in the state, state champions, Seton Hall Prep.
I might have to do that because I went to Seton Hall University, where, in full disclosure, I was a history major.
Tommy, out of all the things you've ever accomplished, that to me is the most impressive that I've heard to this point. Well done. Well done.
Great.
Well done.
I peaked at 17.
In 1976 was a good year, brother. Really good year.
I was two.
Hey, we're going to take another quick break. And we'll come back with more. Stick around.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Welcome back to the Book of Joe podcast. And Mayor Dre, we're going to include you in a little segment we like to do with our guests. It is called A Reading from the Book of Joe. Of course, it's based on our book, the Book of Joe. And what we have is we have our guests pick a number between 1 and 368, the number of pages in the book, because we believe no matter where you crack open the book, you will find an interesting anecdote, piece of advice, story, whatever it may be. So the honor now is yours, Mr. Mayor, to pick a number, and we will go to that page in the book.
I'm going to choose 14 for obvious reasons. Larry Doby, Patterson, New Jersey, cool. Integrated the American League with the then Cleveland Indians.
Very nice. Well, you're going to learn about Joe's background a little bit here. Joe, this is about one of the more influential people in your life.
Okay.
And you don't even know the woman's name to this day, I don't believe.
Right, I don't.
He sitting on a plane when he was feeling down in the dumps. What happened? You got passed over for a job, correct?
I did. I had been running the minor league system for the Angels from pretty much 1984 until this to that particular moment. I was in charge of everything. I was setting up the programs, and eventually there was an opening on the major league staff, and I really thought I should have gotten it, and I did not. And I really stepped out of character at that point. I never really had thought of quitting anything up to that point. I was that angry. I thought it was unfair, unjust, all the different things we all think when you get passed over in a situation. So not a good guy at that point. Was really not myself, and having a hard time just reporting the ballparks, which is absolutely insane for me to say that.
Yeah, so Joe is on an airplane in the middle seat, and he puts his headphones on, trying to cut himself off from the rest of the world. And he's got a chatty woman next to him. We've all been there, right? When you want to be quiet and somebody wants to talk. But anyway, she all of a sudden has a piece of advice that strikes him like a bolt of lightning. He says, "Can you repeat that, please?" "Sure," she said. "Remember one thing. Whatever you put out there comes back to you. If you put out positive vibes, you're going to get positive vibes in return. If you put out negative vibes, you're going to get negative vibes in return." Madden smiled for one of the few times in months. The words cut right to his soul. "Damn, you talk about a moment in your life when the power of words overwhelms you," he says. "Here is this person I never saw before. I never saw again after that. I could not have been in a worse mood. And then she said that, and I could not have been in a better mood. I got off that airplane, got in my rental car, checked into the hotel, and went to the ballpark at Midland. I walked into that ballpark with all the energy I ever had in my life. I found myself again. With me, it had always been about a positive message, but I had lost that. I went to the ballpark in Midland that day knowing that if I got back to what I had always been, which was to be a positive influence, that by throwing out positive vibes to everyone around me, that's what I'm going to get in return." Madden has been shaped by the lessons and wisdom of great leaders throughout his life, especially in his formative years, and began with his parents. And we go on from there, but it's an appropriate message, I think, Joe, especially for this episode, where positivity brings results.
It almost sounds like a scene out of City Slickers, which I just watched recently. Jack Palance from Hazleton, PA. I mean, when Billy Crystal heads out west at the Dude Ranch, and all of a sudden you have this epiphany and everything just seems to change. It's true, man. Like as you're recounting that, reading all that, I'm just sitting here thinking exactly like in that particular moment and how quickly I did change my attitude, and also how I used that in future moments where I was really getting off track a little bit again, and I would go back to that one interpreter. I use it as advice either to my kids or players or just people I come in contact with that I think maybe are going a little bit sideways with their attitude regarding just whatever. So it's just a real simple thought. But she impacted me right between the eyeballs, and it holds true till today. And it's absolutely easy and believable, and it's not fluffy. It's really accurate, and it has a lot of substance, even though it is doing simple better. That's what she came down to for me.
Mayor, I'm not sure if you had a similar epiphany, but how about the influences on your life that shaped your perspective?
Yeah, so I just want to get back to the City Slickers, because it should be noted that Billy Crystal wore a Mets hat in that movie.
He did.
Just saying. Sorry.
That's right. That's okay.
You know, that really resonated with me. And the reason why I struck a chord is because I subscribe to, if you have a positive outlook, then that could lead to a positive outcome. So your outlook can determine your outcome. And thanks to, I have to give credit to my mother, a single mother raising me in the city of Patterson. It wasn't always positive for her, but her outlook was, look, I'm going to make sure I raise my sons right, and I want them to succeed, and I want them to be productive members of society. And so you talked about stick-to-itiveness. My mother demonstrated that because she was an immigrant from Syria and drove a bus and made sure that we were driven, meaning motivated. And that's essentially what has motivated me to want to be the mayor of Patterson and restore Hinchcliffe Stadium. So taking a positive outlook and turning it into a positive outcome.
That's beautiful, man. And you know, I just want to, you know, listening to this whole thing, and you mentioned it earlier in the podcast regarding diversity, but energy is diversity, or diversity is energy. The more diverse your situation may be, the more different perspectives or points or opinions that you may be able to generate is definitely going to add to the energy of the situation or the moment. Listening to you right now, I can understand why you are in the position you're in. You could lead so many different situations, whether it's a town, a city like Patterson, organizations, whether it's a sports organization or just in the corporate world, your energy is very infectious and it's sincere. That's another thing that shows through. Passion and sincerity are either real or they're not. And I absolutely believe I'm talking to a real person right now. And I really appreciate that about you. We never met before today, but I can understand why you're meeting with so much success. And I just want to wish you so much more success in the future. And I'm looking forward to being in your company where we could actually talk a little bit one-on-one. And hopefully I'll be able to get to Patterson when Hinchliffe is rededicated at that point. But it's really been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Joe. It's an honor to speak to both of you. You keep pointing at my energy level. I mean, in addition to being highly caffeinated, my daughter, Sophia Shea, that's right. She's named for Shea Stadium. She didn't finish her Frosted Flakes, so I don't let anything go to waste.
There's a little bit of sugar in there.
Yeah.
There it is.
Hey, yeah, last question for me, Mayor. You clearly are a huge baseball fan. You mentioned you've been to all 30 ballparks. Where did your love for baseball come from?
Oh, no, you got me on that one. Because my first favorite baseball player was Reggie Jackson. And I actually did like Rick Cerrone.
Wow.
So you know where I'm going with this? Like late 70s, I was wearing Yankee paraphernalia. And then you want to talk about an epiphany? I don't know. I was like, not that I thought I'd be the mayor of Patterson, but I think it's a prerequisite for anyone who wants to be mayor of any town to know what hardship is like. And being a Yankee fan is not grueling, but being a Mets fan is. Something happened in 1983. I was watching Channel 9 and I saw Ron Gardenhire. That's who I remember. And I'm like, okay, you know, he's not the best baseball player, but at that moment he performed well. And I think I'm going to be a Mets fan now. And I did. And like I stated before, I think that was a test of my mettle to ultimately ascend to a position where I can serve people in this capacity. So yeah, 1983 is when I had that light bulb moment, became a Mets fan. But And my mother, like I say, an immigrant, didn't know baseball at all. She didn't know anything about it. I was just drawn to it and still am. Love it.
That's pretty obvious.
Hopefully, Joe, if you have any, I know you still have juice, Joe. If you want Showtime in New York, so
yeah,
if you can give Otani a call.
Well, that wouldn't be tampering.
I'm not
subject to that. Listen, he's wonderful. Show's outstanding. I'm actually doing a little piece, helping out with the piece about him for some Japanese television right now. I have a wonderful relationship with him still. He is all that. He is that kind of a talent. I keep looking at reading about the $500 million player, which is probably true because he's two players. He's not one player. So whatever two players, two of the best players as a pitcher and a position player are worth, that's who he is. He is that good. And on top of that, he's a wonderful person. So we'll see how this all plays out, but I'm always pulling for him.
Thanks, Joe. And again, I want to express that, I mean, I'm profoundly proud to be here. I'm immensely appreciative of this opportunity. I admire both of you and appreciate both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Well, thank you. This has been a real pleasure. I think it's important for people, not just in Patterson, but around the country, to understand what is happening in that city. And looking forward to what will be, come, I think, May, the first professional baseball game played there since 1950. So congratulations to you and your city. All the best of luck in 2023.
Oh, same to you. Happy and healthy New Year.
Right back at you, Mayor, and to your family, please, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Joe, I'm catching my breath here after that wild, fun ride, like an amusement park ride, going back in history and back to today and everything being done here in Patterson with Mayor Dre, let's call him.
Cup of energy, man. But it's already 10 o'clock or later there. I'm just getting at 8 o'clock in the morning here in Arizona. But really an interesting man. I could see why he's leading that city. I can see why he's taken on such a project as to revitalize Hinchliffe and what that means to the community. Can't wait to meet him. I really can't wait to meet this guy. This is the kind of guy you want to hang out with. Things happen when you're around people like Mayor Dre. So that was really cool, man. Thank you for setting the whole thing up. I thought it was outstanding.
Oh, it's so cool to hear of a project like this that involves baseball and really an inner city here and an opportunity. I know we talk a lot about professional baseball coming back to that stadium for the first time since 1950, but mixed use facility that the entire community is going to be able to use, and baseball is really a big part of that.
Absolutely. And I, like I said, during the podcast, I love the idea that he's including other components of the city and the community. And it's not just based on sports. He's going to attract everybody to that place, including graduations, concerts. They've had, as you suggested earlier, I doubt it's going to happen again, but race cards. I read about that. That's incredible. They actually had car racing in that oval there back in the day. It's just it's one of those places, man, that when it gets up and running again, the whole area is going to be attracted to it. They're going to be drawn to it. And then you're going to start the conversation about what had happened there in the past, which I think is absolutely pertinent and wonderful. So, again, props to our mayor, man. And like I said, hopefully I'll get a chance to get back there in April to go visit in person, because really I got to see this, got to see the whole thing in action.
Yeah, and it looks really cool too, doesn't it? The idea of it began back in the 1920s when there was the stadium boom going on. And think of it as a kind of a mini polo grounds, right, with that big horseshoe. Of course, it's not that big, but Art Deco exterior, cast concrete. It looks really cool. Can't wait to see it.
All about Art Deco, but I was really, when I read it was next to a national park, I'm thinking of like Patterson as being this urban area, like there's no wooded area around it, but of course Jersey's full of it. And then I saw some images on the internet, and really cool the way it looks like it's on the outer skirts of town there, and how it does butt up against the wooded area. It's really a neat area, beautiful.
Yeah, and maybe someday, if we want to really dream big, a Major League Baseball game there, a Field of Dreams game at Hinchcliffe Stadium. That would be awesome.
It would absolutely.
Joe, it's been a pleasure. You got something to take us out?
Yeah, one of a former Major League Baseball player, African-American. I thought it would be appropriate with the Negro League emphasis, but this comes from Ricky Henderson.
One of my
favorite. I actually had a chance to. It's in the book. I actually threw Ricky Henderson out once in the Cal League when he was attempting to break the Cal League record for stolen bases. But then he eventually got me the next time he stole third base and got the record. But I read this, and this is so Ricky. Thought it was outstanding. He said, 2/3 of the fans would be there to see Ricky, 2/3 to see Billy Martin, and 2/3 to see the Yankees. I don't know exactly when he said that, but God, it's so true. Ricky, I worked with him with the Angels briefly when he was at the latter end of his career. Absolutely. Even when he was like almost 40 years old, he could steal a base. You know he was going. You know he's running on this pitch. You know he's going. He's going to – they're paying all the attention to him. Pitcher's quick to the plate, and he still beats the throw to second base. Unbelievable.
One of my favorites, quick story. He was probably 45 maybe, playing independent minor league baseball in Newark, New Jersey. And I had known Ricky since the 80s, and I went to go see him and do a story. And what I found out was he was staying in Manhattan, and he was paying more to rent an apartment in Manhattan than he was getting paid to play minor league baseball. He was literally paying to play baseball, independent ball, in the minor leagues in his 40s. He's such a sweetheart. Great guy.
Never question his love for the game, ever.
See you next time, Joe.
Thank you, buddy.
The Book of Joe podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.